This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. When the Campbell County Board of Commissioners passed a resolution last year giving the live horse racing operator at Camplex exclusive control over off-track betting and simulcasting, that meant that Wyoming Horse Racing and Wyoming Downs had to close down their operations. That led to Wyoming Horse Racing and Wyoming Downs filing lawsuits. A district judge late last month ruled that the commission exceeded its authority to do so. The judge's ruling stated that only the Wyoming Gaming Commission has the right to revoke control over prior approval of issues associated with off-track betting. A teenager who sexually assaulted two teenaged girls in 2020 has been sentenced to time in prison. Brian Jackson was sentenced to 10 to 17 years for three counts of first-degree sexual assault. Jackson will receive credit for time served and will be required to register as a sex offender. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. There are three people whose names have been sent to the governor for his consideration as finalists to replace former Circuit Court Judge Matthew F. Castano, who became a district judge last month. According to the news record, Chief Deputy Campbell County Attorney Nathan Henkes has been nominated, along with Linda Bush, a deputy county and prosecuting attorney from Sundance, and Jacqueline Brown, a private attorney in Casper. Governor Mark Gordon now has 30 days to appoint one of the three to serve as the new Circuit Court judge. Since the beginning of the year, there have been some 60 cases of property stolen from vehicles in Gillette, as compared to 18 reports in 2021. Those reports don't include other suspicious activity reports made by residents or that have been seen on video surveillance. Gillette police strongly encourage residents to lock your vehicles at all times and report any suspicious activity. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.